The vote last night would extend Dane County's union contract with AFSCME through 2015. It was the product of lightning-fast negotiations that didn't begin until Wednesday night. Normally, those talks take months. Local AFSCME leader Arlen Halverson acknowledged the process was quick, but he told the county board the contract was simple.
This is about us working with you and for you.
The union contracts approved last night don't call for any raises and actually lay out the possibility of a 2% wage cut. An upside for union workers is that they'd get the option for more unpaid time off. Local Tea Party groups attacked the move. Todd Osborne is with an organization called We the People of the Republic.
Rushing into new contracts with public employee unions while Act 10 is in limbo is to disregard the interest of your constituents.
But most supervisors, like Jeff Pirtle, said they were reflecting the will of their constituents.
I don't know about the rest of Wisconsin. I don't represent Brilliant or Platteville or Waukesha. I represent five neighborhoods on the east side of Madison. And those folks sent me here today to proudly vote yes.
In a non-binding referendum earlier this year, 68% of Dane County voters said they support collective bargaining for all workers. The window to move on contracts like these might not be open long. The state has asked the judge who overturned much of Act 10 to stay his decision, which would put the law back in place while his ruling is appealed. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.